Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's the absolute state of Canada these days. This man is being released for extended day parole 40 years after he ended a 12-year-old girl by removing her head. In the past, we used to be a proper society and we would hang him. Imagine how much money would have been spent to have him incarcerated for all those years. The reason I believe the government released him was because the government is getting cash-strapped and doesn't have the money to house all the criminals anymore. They just don't want you to know about it. Moving on, here's your typical ICE agent when a van full of ugly liberal women rolls up. The men in ICE are trying to save the country and the liberal women are trying to destroy it without even realizing it. Take a look at this. As these liberal white women are destroying America since 1920. Karen seemed to want all the thick Latinas to remain in the country so they look better in the eyes of all the men. As far as I'm concerned, women just have suicidal empathy. Number three, I aspire to have the petty principles of Oliver Kahn. He once played a penalty shootout with a group of 9-year-olds and didn't let any of the balls into the net, even though money was being paid and given out for charity for every goal that he let in. He probably just didn't want the charities to ruin his record and didn't know how to play along. In reality, no one told him that it was a charity event, and that's why he really didn't let any of the balls in. Up next, this guy has been arrested 32 times for impersonating NYC transit workers driving away with buses and trains. He also drove the routes perfectly. Dude just wants a job and would be a model employee, but I'm sure the women in the HR departments don't want to hire him because he's not attractive enough. He's got Asperger's syndrome and apparently that's why he's doing this. All I've got to say is, buddy, don't give up. Maybe they'll recognize your talents one day. Number five, this guy got his sister to join Lonely Fools with them, and now they paid off their parents' mortgage, and they've made millions on their content. Followers are probably hoping that eventually they'll be doing naughty things together. Back when the internet was relatively unregulated, you'd see siblings and even mothers with their daughters doing naughty things. I remember there being identical triplets doing everything with each other on cam. Seeing stuff like this makes me think that our society is entering the Weimar Germany phase. Moving on, someone asked, would you reject a good woman because she has 3 kids with different fathers? As far as I'm concerned, that means that she's not a good woman. Why is this even a question? Looks like some single mother with multiple baby daddies is desperate for a good man, and all she's getting is riffraff. Women like this clearly made 3 bad decisions before, and what makes you think that suddenly they'll start making the good ones? Number 7, here's the difference between South Africa before and after apartheid. The black folks had an entire modern Western civilization handed to them, and they let it all crumble, and they will obviously blame whites for this outcome too. There's an entire movement on YouTube channels showing the before and after photos of South Africa from Google Street View. We've already seen this story before in Detroit, and I think a lot of the West is going to end up looking like this. Up next, the memes about the wealthy flying to Davos on their private jets for a meeting about climate change, going there to lecture poor people about how eating meat and driving are bad are responsible for the majority of the carbon emissions on Earth. People say that we should eat the rich. I have a better solution. We should train the orcas to go after their mega yachts and sink them. We need Team Orca Rising. Number 9, people blame inflation when the real issue is that for every 1 worker, there are technically 2.4 people they have to support. And eventually there just won't be any more money from governments to fund their unfunded liabilities. The only reason that things haven't collapsed yet is because we have a feminized socialist government that keeps on borrowing money to pay for Jeets and Mohammeds. When their credit goes bad, things are going to get really bad. Moving on, here's another thing the UK government is wasting its money on. Advertising urging boys not to share sexist content online. They'll probably drag out everyone's favorite boogeyman Andrew Tate out and demonize him. The people claiming that masculinity is toxic don't understand or don't want to see or accept that all the good things they have around them in the physical world are actually created by men and masculinity. They're like the people in South Africa that don't want white folks, but they want all the stuff that white folks bring. The same goes for women. Number 11, this gullible woman in Canada was the victim of a $150,000 fraud. She took the money out from her home equity and signed up for an investment that was supposed to pay her 10% a year. Surprise, all her money is gone. People are generally financially unsophisticated and fall for this all the time. And there's more of this than ever in Canada with all the Jeets. People like this should at most be in index funds. Maybe this is Canada's subprime moment, and it's going to be a lot worse than 2008 in America. Up next, Michaela Peterson says that the manosphere is full of groypers who like women under the age of 23. So it's ironic that she just had a ton of work done using her dying father's money like that so that she looks 23 again. She does look better, but I think she's just bitter about aging instead of focusing on getting her father back to health. She's post-wall and 34 right now. She's just bitter because high-status males aren't looking at her anymore. Number 13, looks like Islam is starting to ramp up in Western Canada, with Muhammad being the 8th most popular name in Alberta in 2025. Those are rookie numbers, though. They have to get them up, like in London and Paris. The more I see of this in places like Florida becoming Spanish-speaking, and places like Toronto becoming Jeet Central, I'm thinking that eventually I'm going to have to move back to former Yugoslavia. At least diversity hasn't spread there because it's too poor to support a welfare state. Moving on, what the hell happened to Scots? Diversity, of course. This just proves that DEI destroys everything. People in Scotland and everywhere in the West are being replaced, and we're just supposed to feel good about it. Eastern civilizations will become the new Western civilization instead. I think that one day I'll look forward to when Netflix finally dies, and we no longer have to watch all this woke revisionist history. Number 15, in Spain, foreigners commit 500% more rapes than Spaniards, and 400% more murders. How is this news? Are people too stupid to see that it's just self-evident truth? We don't need a study to tell us that this is the truth. It just is. Even George Orwell couldn't imagine our insane leaders in the West bringing in rapists to go after little girls. Maybe the way to make this problem go away is to legalize rape and then it'll just solve itself. Up next, does anyone believe Monica Bellucci when she says that she wouldn't want to be 20 again for anything? Women will say that she's content because she has 2 kids and she starred in a Bond film at the age of 50. She's currently a single mother and was recently with Tim Burton. She still looks good for age, but there's no way in hell that I'm going to believe her when she says that she doesn't want to be 20 again. We all want to be younger, because time is the one thing that money can't buy. Number 17, California approves of a bill to buy the Burton Palisades land for affordable housing. This never would have been news if you just listened to the conspiracy theorists, because we all know that the government was intentionally neglecting the so-called homes in the fire zones so they could punish the rich and middle-class people by buying them up one day and basically bringing in poor voters into the area. But it doesn't really matter because technically they all vote blue no matter who. Moving on, things got so bad for low-life pickpockets and burglars during the pandemic in Australia that this one applied for unemployment benefits as a burglar because everybody was home. I know this is satire, but I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't. Maybe he just has a skills issue and should just switch over to ripping off commercial units that no one was in because they were actually working from home. In Canada, this didn't work, so the police just told people to leave their car keys at the door to avoid home invasions. Number 19, here's yet more insanity from Canada. This article says that the far right's fixation on PDF files is dangerous. Yes, it's dangerous to focus on stopping people trying to hurt kids. And besides, this sounds like something only a PDF file might say. Then again, maybe this is propaganda to protect other people like Epstein out there that the left uses to get their rocks off. And if you're wondering, yes, the author Corin is one. Up next, for those of you that don't remember Canada from the early 2000s, let me show you this. That in the year 2000, the country only had 31 million people. And today it's 41 million, which is an almost 35% increase. Canadians, especially those in the Greater Toronto Area, never agreed to live in India. And now we're hearing cries from Indian politicians saying that Canada should let in another 60 million Indians to get to 100 million people. In Ontario, it's this 41% increase in population over 25 years. Number 21, is this today's generation of women? Is money all they seem to care about? In the next few years, I'm poised to have more FU money than I know what to do with. Maybe I should start dating again and bang a whole bunch of gold diggers while finding ways to protect myself. inviting them over so they can't say that they were there against their will, and also making sure they say it's clearly about sex. I'm seriously considering it in my retirement in the next 3 or 4 years. Moving on, this is an image from the New York Times with an Indian nurse with a bloody nose after he faced a racist ambush at a gym. If true, then it looks like Americans are also experiencing Indian fatigue, and not just Canadians. Actually, this is in Australia, and they've been facing similar levels of Indian immigration in recent years. What I want to know is, did he smear the blood with his finger to make it look worse than it really was? Still not okay. Number 23, here's what actually happened in the United States, with Yale admitting more African Americans and Hispanics than ever. Is this the intentional demolition of academic standards in universities? Hopefully it's time to ban affirmative action programs in colleges. The Supreme Court can rule this as illegal, but you just know that the universities will just adjust their enrollment criteria to make it continue. Up next, here's a young Ukrainian guy returning home after 730 days at the front. Lucky guy, he made it back alive. But more important, how long before she dumps him, because it looks like she transformed from a Chad to a PTSD Chud. People are saying this is an AI-generated image, and it is. But a lot of times, war does change men. Take a look at this guy who fought in WW2 from 1941 to 1945. He looks like he aged 20 years and only 4. Number 25 and the last one, look at the difference in budgets between New York City and the entire state of Florida. New York is slightly more for 3 times less people. This is all socialist fault. Getting NYC into massive amounts of debt for entitlement programs, and when the creditworthiness of the city comes into question, New York will either have to sell their bridges and other assets or cut spending. My money is on them selling property. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.